不久之后，乌蒙山传来了让人震惊的消息，昭通的官员借助土木之间的内部纷争，也许是对官府和洋人的关系早有耳闻，土木老七派人来到了我的家中。
祖师老爷要我转告你，如果你能让他从监狱里出来，他会好好的报答你的。
You're saying that clan leader Lao Qi was set up, trapped by the government, and now he's in jail?
Lao Qi and Tumu had a dispute, and the government got involved.
I think this is a good thing. He's finally getting what he deserves for persecuting the Miao people.
They say they set the bell really high.
人意料的事情接连发生，这个夜里几个苗族人悄悄潜到昭通城外等候我的到来。
先生，我们想请你帮帮忙，把土司老齐救出来。
老齐不在，你们的儿子会好些吧？
老七说话了，如果你能把他从监狱里救出来，他就让我们读书。
如果老七被关着，新的土司又会来，他们和老七一样是不会让我们读书的。
Emma, I'm thinking of leaving this place.
I know you. You need to start a new ministry, whether you know if it'll succeed or fail.
I've spent so many years working so hard in Jiao Tong. Leaving now would be so difficult. But going it alone without any leadership seems unrealistic. Except for you.Nobody else supports me.
What makes you think you want to try
it? Did you know in the remote mountains there's a rare animal called the musk deer? You can get a lot of money for their musk glands.
Have you ever seen one?
Yes, I have. The Miao people showed me. Generations of people spend a lifetime trying to collect it and just get a small amount. The Miao people have been secretly collecting it for quite a while now. In order to rescue Tumu, one of the Miao families donated his family's musk to help pay for the bell.It was only a little bit, but then many other families contributed too.
They would give up this treasure to save the cruel enemy who persecuted them?
I 结束了在昭通的工作，来到乌蒙山里这个叫做石门坎的地方。成功解救土木之后，作为回报，老七默许了我们在他的领地上建一所学校的请求。但是这件事情并没有纳入教会的工作计划，缺乏经费的支持， 建造学校所需要的土地只能想办法从土木老七的手中得到。
我们想帮华苗给一个房子，白天用来上课，晚上用作教堂。所以我想在你的领地里买一块地。
我不想让我领地里的花苗进城，如果让他和城里人太多接触，我们这些领主恐怕不那么容易管住他。不过如果能在我的领地里找到一块合适的地，我倒可以同意卖给你。
那你要多大地呢？
我要一张奴婢家的地。
你这个洋人太有意思，一块奴婢大的地儿就够了吗？
是的，只要一块奴婢大的地。
这么小一块地就别买了，我送给你。
这块牛皮大的地远远超过土木的想象。将牛皮分成丝，牛毛结成线，接起皮丝和毛线，用绳子丈量长度，最后拉起绳子圈地。我们用一张牛皮在石门槛垒起了大片的土地。为了在这块土地上建学校，苗族人决定每个人捐出100文钱。不久之后，捐助的数目达到100万文钱，这也就意味着有10000个苗族人参与了这次筹款。曾经有人告诉我，在山里有着成千上万的人渴望读书，我一直以为这是中国人一种夸张的表达。今天我终于相信，的确是成千上万，成千上万的人在期盼读书，甚至远远超过。在石门槛的学校里，我和那个归还口琴的孩子意外重逢了。
天赐你回家，
在这个夜晚，放牛的孩子终于拥有了属于自己的名字。
黑暗中举起探索的火炬，经历神秘陌生离奇的未知世界，科学纪录片栏目发现之旅，总有扑朔迷离的故事。